You're listening to a special hour-long edition of Cross Currents. I'm Ben Trefney, here with transportation reporter Julie Kane. Today we've been walking around through Oakland, San Francisco, and the high school hallways just beyond this studio. So I'm pretty sure we've earned a meal, don't you think, Julie?
Absolutely. And if you listen, you know that we actually read you a menu on air here every day, the school lunch menu.
Middle and high schoolers will be having baked chicken nuggets, whole grain, and creamy macaroni and cheese.
The person who served this food up at Burton High School for many years was Gowanna Keyes. In fact, she worked for the district for almost four decades.
KALW's Audrey Dilling met Keyes and her lunch line in this piece from our archives.
You need three items. You only have two. So you got to go back. I can't tell you what to get, but you got to go back and get your salad or milk. It's your choice.
My name is Gowanna Keyes, and I've been working for the district for about 35 years.
You can get ketchup. It's a condiment. And it is a vegetable, if you don't know that.
I worked my way up from a lunchroom helper to a manager. But I work on the line, you know, when the kids come through with their number. We have a slide card now that they have their number.
Thank you, sweetie.
Not only I'm helping them try to eat right, I become friends with a lot of them. And some of the kids call me auntie or they call me mama. And pretty good kids.
All right, sweetie. Thanks.
I have always loved to cook because of my father.
Okay.
My father got me into cooking because he said I would never make it as a cook. And after so many years of doing other jobs, this lady was a member of our church, and I was home for a whole year. I became a housewife, and she told me about the school district, and I just applied, and the same day I got hired. We used to do spaghetti, chili, turkey with gravy, mashed potatoes, lasagna, chicken adobo, chili mac. We did our cookies from scratch. We did cake from scratch. We used to make our own mayonnaise, and that has changed over the years. We don't cook any anymore. Everything is prepared food. It comes in already pre-packed and everything, so all we have to do is, you know, heat it up now. And it's, they said it's supposed to be more nutrition for the kids. It's not, it has a lot of fat in it, you know, preservative and stuff like that. So it's a big difference. We don't serve as many kids as we used to for breakfast or for lunch because they will look on, you know, and see what it is and go, oh, I don't want this. Oh, why are you guys not cooking anymore? You know, and they become like, oh, mama, I remember when you used to fix, you know, the butter cookies or you used to bake the spaghetti or something like, why don't you do that anymore? And I'm going, budget. So it's a great change. I don't like to turn a kid away. You know, I wouldn't want anyone to do my child like that. If my child is hungry, I hope someone, if he goes into the cafeteria and he's hungry and he doesn't have money or not enough money, that somebody would be, you know, compassion, you know, to him. And I look at, you know, the kids here like they're my own.
Not found, sweetie.
A teacher came to me because I had kids working in the kitchen helping out during lunchtime because they couldn't afford the lunch. And if they worked with me and helped, I would give them, you know, free lunch or free breakfast. And teacher came to me during lunch period and said, you got so-and-so in your kitchen? They are the worst kids in the school. How do you do it? And I said, I show them love and respect. And I said, if you act like them, they're not going to respect you. I said, you have to draw kids. And I said, the only way that you have to, you know, draw kids is that you, first you got to show love and concern, compassion. And then you win them over. You know, their trust. And that's what they're looking for.
Here, write your name down.
Okay.
Your last name and your first name, and I can look it up for you.
Okay. It could get pretty hard sometimes, but if you have a determination and a drive to succeed, no matter what in life, if it's not the food service, anything that you want to do, don't let nobody destroy your dream. The only one that can take that away from you is yourself. And you, the other person can take it if you let them. But other than that, you are somebody. Always believe in your dreams, because some dreams do come true.
Take a deep breath.
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey.